talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Times gone by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
That was Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Taryn Berger. In addition to our radio show talking about a home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up January 22nd through the 24th at the North Charleston Convention Center in North Charleston. And we also organize the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August. And in addition to that, we organize the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which happens every April. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring about lots of new flooring options, and they do the installs as well for new flooring, and they also do refinishing for if you have existing home, wood floors. We'll also be talking with Eric Moulton with Sunview Solar and General Contracting about all the different options available to you for solar panels, and also Brian Vogt with Pro Green Synthetic Turf, and that's a great option. We've got some synthetic turf in front of our office at here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and it's freed up many of my summer days from having to cut the grass. So it looks great year round. Well, I did want to mention a couple of things before we got the show started. These days, everybody likes a sale. Everybody likes to save money. And going on right now until Monday, November 16th, if you stop by Danco Modern Furniture, they've got a big sale going on with their stressless recliners and sofas. You can save up to $500. On the stressless wing, and also save 25% on stressless Oslo and Manhattan sofas, and that's at Danco Modern Furniture, 1035 Johnny Dodds Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And they've got some great, great furniture. I've bought furniture from them over the years several times. You'll love it. And also going on, and this is just a two-day sale. It was yesterday and today. Terrace Oaks Antiques on Johns Island, 2037 Maybank Highway. They've got their big anniversary sale going on right now, their 32nd anniversary, and you can save between 15 and 40%. And they're the kind of store that you want to stop by often, because their inventory is always changing, and they've got so many different vendors there. They're always bringing in new merchandise and new finds that they've gotten, And this week, today's the final day of that sale. You'll be able to save between 15% and 40%. So that's always a good thing. And finally, I wanted to mention, are you going to the Steeplechase of Charleston tomorrow? That's a great event that the Post and Courier organizes, and they are good friends of Charleston Home and Design magazine. The Steeplechase of Charleston. I'm sure you can still buy tickets to that. That's got such a rich history here in Charleston. That was one of the first events that I attended when I when I had moved to Charleston, and a good friend of mine who had moved here first, and I followed him. He said, "Hey, we're gonna go and see this horse race out at the Stono Polo Grounds in West Ashley." And I was like, "Well, what's involved with that?" And that ended up, it's just a huge party, lots and lots of fun, you can get a parking spot to tailgate, or you can buy individual tickets. But that's going on tomorrow. You definitely want to experience some of the events that are happening, because it seems like there aren't very many of those these days. And this is an outdoor event. It's going to be beautiful weather, so you definitely want to check that out as well. And if you don't mind it, indulging me for a moment, we hardly ever plug or promote Charleston Home and Design magazine on our radio show talking about a home. And I just wanted to take a moment and just tell you a couple of different things about the benefits of coming on board and advertising with Charleston Home and Design magazine. We have a lot of contractors that listen to this show, a lot of home service providers in the Charleston area. And if you cater to affluent homeowners, some of those expensive homes around town, East Cooper, Kiowa, Seabrook Island, Isle of Palms, and so on. You should really consider talking with us here at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, because we've got a great program. We use broadcast media. Obviously, our radio show is considered broadcast media, and on a terrestrial radio station, not just a podcast, but over the air, a traditional radio station. So we broadcast we use broadcast media to promote Charleston Home and Design Magazine with our radio show. But what the beauty of our program is how targeted it is, and a very, very little waste. And if you think about, if you own a business, you might think, well, maybe I should run a TV commercial or a radio commercial or something like that. And the reality is, you're going to reach a lot of people, and maybe just a few of those people are going to be the right people that you are interested in talking to, the people that can afford your product or service, that kind of thing. We're reaching all of those people, and hardly anybody else, and so it's very, very little waste. In fact, we have one of the several products that we have besides Charleston Home and Design Magazine is something called Home Site Deliveries. And what we do is we take your brochure or your postcard, any kind of printed marketing material that you have, and we bundle it inside Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We put it in a clear poly bag, and we mail that to everybody who has pulled a building permit, been issued a building permit to build a custom home, or a building permit for a whole house renovation, a big renovation going on. And we mail it to the homeowner. They are the ultimate decision maker in their project, whether it's a custom built home or a remodel. And so we mail it to the homeowner. And when the homeowner receives it, they open up that poly bag, and they see the beautiful cover of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And then inside, we have collated about a dozen different brochures and postcards from some of the advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And some people have called it a home show in a bag. And when you go to a home show, you are collecting business cards and brochures and things like that. And then you take it home, and you most people will kind of dump it out on their dining room table or their bed and sort through, and they're like, okay, these are the companies that I want to call and follow up with. And that's something that we do on a monthly basis. We do a great deal of research to determine exactly who the homeowner is that has been issued that building permit. And then we mail your brochure or postcard or anything like that to those people who have just pulled a building permit. And then we provide you a report that details everybody who we mailed your brochure or postcard to, has the builder on there. And so you can follow up with the builder. It also has the homeowner's name and address, mailing address. You can follow up with the homeowner as well. But the advertisers in Charleston Home and Design Magazine, they love this program because it gives them a monthly leads list that they're able to follow up with, and they can kind of cherry pick and decide, okay, I want to follow up with all of these homeowners that have just been issued building permits on Daniel Island or Kiowa Island or Isle of Palms, that kind of thing. So it's a great service. If you're interested, give us a call at Charleston Home and Design Magazine, 843-577-7652, 843-577-7652, and have a great weekend. And joining us now in person is Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring. How are you doing, Fred?
Doing great, Tim.
Good.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Fred, take a moment and tell everyone about Elegant Flooring.
Thanks, Tim. We've been a business in the Charleston area since 2006. We have been around a while. We're in a location close to downtown for most of our duration, and we've been a hardwood flooring company most of our time in Charleston, where we understand difficult remodel jobs. Then we grew to do more new construction while having the remodeling experience, and kind of that being in our blood and our DNA, and knowing how to work with old floors and then new floors, changes and new products with flooring. And then about a year and a half ago, we kept on getting asked for tile, and had some great contacts in the tile industry, and we added tile, and we. We changed the name to be more representative of the business and become Elegant Flooring rather than Elegant Hardwood Floors to kind of capture the broad range of our services.
Right. Yeah, a lot of people may recognize Elegant Hardwood Floors. That's a name that's been around a while here in Charleston. And when you took on more than just hardwood floors, i.e. tile, that's when you changed the name to Elegant Flooring. So it covers both hardwood and tile and what have you. I'm sure you do some other types of flooring besides those two.
Yeah, that's correct. We're not a real large company. We have that personalized, smaller, small company feel and small company service, but and Elegant's known. So we just took away the hardwood aspect of it and added floors. And, we do, luxury vinyl plank. A lot of people don't know we do that. It's a great product for commercial applications or really whole houses. Really, the product really looks great. You can use it in a whole house, but it's also used in commercial, office, auxiliary units, ADUs. A lot of our customers at the beach are using it on second floor bedrooms, and of course tile. We do tile floors. Backsplashes, tile bathrooms, the full gamut of tile, and then also in the realm of wood flooring, there's pre-finished, which has really come along, and there's some great products. And pre-finished used to be considered cheap. Mm-hmm. It's not anymore. I mean, it's highly custom. Really considered a high-end product. And then of course, what we started off with, we still do, and that's the custom flooring. That's the solid flooring that's sight stained and finished to our customers' exact look and taste and appearance. That's how we kind of started the business, in 2006, and that's one of the things that really separates us from other companies is the custom aspect of the site sand and finish flooring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of and Elegant Flooring, you folks do business with a lot of custom builders and remodeling contractors in town, right?
That's right. That's right. We that's majority of our business is catering to semi-custom and custom home builders in the Charleston area. We're fortunate to have between 25 and 30 great clients that support us. They've been with us for a long time. But that's our bread and butter, is just being the go-to flooring contractor for them that they can call. That there'll be a quality project. They know we'll answer the phone call. They know that we've been around in business. They know that we'll warranty our work, and really leave everybody satisfied with the quality and the having a beautiful project that everybody be proud of.
Yeah, and working directly with builders, that's one of the most challenging type customers to have, because they're representing their homeowners, it's difficult to satisfy them sometimes, and the fact that so many builders keep coming back to do business with Elegant Flooring, that's definitely a testament and a compliment to your excellent work.
Well, thank you, Tim. I think that what we try to do to gain their business is simple things: do quality work, show up on time, finish on schedule as they ask, warranty our work, do what we say we're going to do, and it seems to those are the areas that we focus on, and it seems to be what's helped some long-standing relationships.
Mm-hmm. Very simple. I remember my first boss out of college said, "If you just do what you say you're going to do, you're going to be in the top 1%." And I thought, that's so silly. That's such a silly thing to think about. But so many people don't. How many? Asking our listeners here, how many people have said, told you, I'll do this, or I'll call you, or this or that, and then they just never do. And so that's all sort of become the norm. So when you actually do what you say you're going to do, that really sets you apart.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a huge focus of ours. We have a great employees, great team, that's what we focus on.
You mentioned the new showroom for Elegant Flooring. Paint. I visited it recently. It's beautiful. Paint a picture for our listeners. What will they experience when they visit Elegant Flooring?
Great. We're so excited to be in a new location after so many years. It's just a credit to our employees' hard work and our customers. It's really not much in the Charleston area that really lays out a good showroom that you can have different flooring options, and you see it all laid out and laid out and see the different aspects of pre-finished and solid. You can kind of envision it in your home. When you walk in the space, you got a big French oak table in the interior of the room, and you got a that can kind of help customers envision what a home would look like. You've got shelves of laid out laid out different types of flooring: pine, oaks, walnut, then we have adequate space in our warehouse that we inventory wood and have more products. We have tile in our warehouse. We have LVP, many different sample options.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great, you get a great feeling when you go into the Elegant Flooring space. Also, though, you've got 20-foot ceilings, it seems like, and just a lot of Very comfortable space. Just like on the opposite side of that, sometimes you walk into a room that is sort of too small and you get that claustrophobic feeling. You definitely don't experience that at Elegant Flooring when you visit the new showroom. And we talked a bit about how many custom builders and remodeling contractors that Elegant Flooring works with, but you don't have to be working with a builder. A homeowner that is looking to refinish their floors or maybe have some new floors installed, they can call Elegant Flooring directly, correct?
Absolutely. They can call our office, arrange an appointment. We are by appointment only. We want to meet with you and make sure we allocate time to hear, what the customer wants, what their needs are, how's their living environment, do they have kids, do they need a real durable floor, are they looking for a custom look? We like to set up an appointment, go through and hear the customer's plan for their new home or renovation and see how we can help make that dream kind of come through.
Mm-hmm. That's excellent. And how very quickly I wanted to ask you about what kinds of new products are people asking for at Elegant Flooring?
Yeah. Tim, the pre-finished floors have come along so far. I mean, their quality, their look is consistent. You've got two-tone colors and really unique looks you can do with the pre-finished floors. White oak has continued to be huge because white oak you can stain dark and you can also stain light and whitewash it look. So it's a very unique and flexible wood. Tile, there's countless tile options. Herringbones, inlays, and with tile showers and tile floors, there's countless options coming out every day. French and European oaks have been huge for us. There's just a real unique look in the French oak as compared to the American oak.
What distinguishes it?
What distinguishes it is the unique the beauty of the grain pattern.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot tighter. Just a classic look.
Hmm. Gotcha. And do homeowners have to purchase the flooring or the tile from Elegant Flooring, or can they do that on their own and then have you folks install it?
They can source it on their own, but one of the advantages of doing business with us is that we can just be a one-stop shop for them.
Right. Yeah.
We can help them with the selection process, we can help them with the design, the layout, ordering specific materials, and then that way they can have just one person to, install, select, warranty the materials. There just can be from being in the business for 12 years there. We've seen issues where, the wood supplier and the labor company is different.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like to make that easy for our customers.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the last thing that you ever want to have happen is for the tile installers, the flooring installers, to be on site working hard and realize that that the homeowner hasn't ordered enough product. And all of a sudden you're short and you can't finish the job, and nobody likes that. So if you're sourcing it, all of the tile or the flooring through Elegant Flooring, then you're able to, you folks are going to ensure that you have, what's the rule usually, like have an extra 15% or 20%?
It really depends on what materials, but 7 to 15%, depending on, the type of, type of material that you're using.
Gotcha. Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Elegant Flooring?
Yeah. We, you know, we have the showroom that's by appointment only. They can call our office at 843-469-0557. We'd love to meet customers, hear out their plans for their projects and personally meet with them. We also have a website that we have our portfolio and more. You can learn about our company at hardwoodflooringcharleston.com. Those are and we also are on social media with on Instagram at elegantchs is our Instagram handle, and on Facebook we're at Elegant Flooring. You can find us on Facebook at Elegant Flooring.
And where is the physical address of your new Elegant Flooring showroom?
Yeah, the physical address is 4122 Meeting Street Road. It's in North Charleston, but it's really on the downtown side of North Charleston. It's less than 10 minutes from downtown. Mm-hmm. You turn off 26 on Dorchester, then you take a left on Meeting Street. We are in a easily accessible area.
Good deal. All right. Well, we have been talking with Fred Stone with Elegant Flooring. Thanks so much, Fred.
Tim, thanks for having me.
And now joining us on the phone is Eric Moulton with Sunview Solar and General Contracting. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. Eric, take a moment and tell everyone about Sunview Solar and General Contracting.
Well, basically, we are a design build service. So in other words, we come out and personally help with the homeowner's needs as far as designing their room addition or sunroom or screen porch. And that also goes with the solar panels. We do the design and the array layout. So everything's pretty much handled. We go from start to finish, which, like I said, from the design service to the engineering, the permitting, inspections, and to the, just to the final, trim points.
Gotcha. Okay, good deal. Well, let's talk about the solar end of the business with Sunview Solar and General Contracting. First of all, and I'm sure you get this question a lot from prospective homeowners that might want to get solar. Are there still any of the federal or state tax credits available?
Yes, there are, and I'm glad you asked that, Tim, because the federal tax credits are at 27% right now. They dropped from 30% last year, and at the end of this year, they're supposed to drop, or they're slated to drop down to 20%. Now, the state still will give the 25% tax credits. So if you can get your solar installed before the end of this year, then you can save yourself quite a bit of money, 7% of the total system cost for federal, but the total amount will be for the state and federal.
And do you know if these tax credits are carrying over into 2021?
They're going to carry over, but they're going to be reduced.
Okay, I gotcha.
Substantially, yes. So now's the time to move. If you want to do solar, now's the time to save thousands of dollars on the tax credits.
And neither of us are accountants, but can you describe what a tax credit is? It's different from a tax deduction, correct?
Correct. Yes. What this is let's say, for example, you pay $10,000 a year in taxes. You will not end up paying that $10,000. That money will be kept in your pocket because an average system is going to run you somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000. And you figure you can cut that in half and plus some. So, you're going to end up saving $10,000 or more by, using these tax credits. Now, of course, you do have to pay the taxes. I mean, you do have to have the tax liability to be able to recoup this. It's not, like you said, a rebate. It is a tax credit.
Yeah, and that's important to note because, there might be some people that they don't have a traditional income, and so therefore they're not paying income taxes through to federal and state, and so there are no taxes to get a credit on if you're not working and making an income, correct?
Yeah, yes, that is correct. And we make sure that we inform all of our potential customers that if you don't have a tax liability, then you're not going to get these tax credits. Now, if you do pay taxes, but you don't pay that much, they will pay up to 10 years towards that. So let's say you only get, you know, $3,000 a year, you know, on your taxes, you'll still get the full amount up to 10 years. So you can still recoup the credits over a 10-year period.
Okay, so it doesn't have to, you don't have to take the credits in one fell swoop, but year. Okay, well that's good, and it really is the tax credit versus a tax deduction. I'm not going to get into the tax deduction thing, but a tax credit is really like free money. So you know, you're as you get your paychecks and money is deducted to send to the federal government and the state government, that's the money that you'll end up getting back with a tax credit if you end up buying the solar some solar panels from Sunview Solar and General Contracting.
Yes, and also another note, we do offer zero money up front. So in other words, we can install your system and you won't pay any interest or payments for 12 full months. And the reason that we offer this is that gives you time to get your tax credits back before you have to pay anything on the project itself.
Good deal. Now, I noticed, I think, in the newspaper that Dominion Energy is asking for a 7.5% rate increase, and that's on top of, you know, higher rates that we all pay because of the failed
nuclear facility.
Yeah. Yeah, that everybody knows about.
That is absolutely true. You're coming up with some really good points for me there. I appreciate that. Because, yeah, so they are asking for 7%, and that's going to pretty much happen every year. They're going to ask for 7%. They may get 6%. They may get 5%, but they're going to go for as much as they can. And that's not going to be just this year. As you know, I've mentioned, it is every year they will be asking for increases.
Exactly.
So over the years, this is going to just keep saving and saving. And our system is guaranteed for 28 years. It's also guaranteed that in 28 years, it's going to be producing at least 90% of the amount of electricity it was producing the day we installed it. So, you know, it's a long-term type of an investment.
What do some of your customers at Sunview Solar and General Contracting, what do they say once they have the panels installed and they start to experience some of the savings, what are they telling you?
Well, one of my most recent customers had they have a swimming pool and a fairly large house, and their electric bill was up around $600 a month. I installed a system onto their house, and they are now down somewhere in the ballpark of about $40 a month on their electric bill.
Mm. Wouldn't that be nice?
Just kind of gives you an idea of the kind of money you could save. Now, you do have a lot of my customers, their electric bill is only $200 a month. But if I can still get you down to, you know, $30, $40 a month, you know, that's still a tremendous investment. You can still recoup your investment with the tax credits within, you know, 6 years tops.
Mm-hmm.
With the money you save on your electric. And then again, with a system that's guaranteed for 28 years, you know, it's just money in the bank at that point.
And you can tell me if this is correct or not, but it seems like as Eric, as you having a General Contracting license, that gives you some distinct advantages over maybe some of the other solar panel companies around that are there to just sell you panels versus maybe do you kind of look at the home? The big picture of the home and see where there are some areas that could be tightened up or where they can help to reduce wasting energy to begin with that the General Contracting side of your business can help that homeowner with?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of homes, especially the older homes, they still have the single pane glass windows. I mean, that's another huge way to save, you know, which is something that we do as well, replacement windows. I'm also a certified roofing contractor, so I'm not going to come and put solar panels on a roof that only has a couple more years of life in it, because at this point you're going to have to tear the panels back off and reinstall it, which will incur cost down the road unnecessarily. So what I try to do is I try to bundle it all together. So in other words, I can bundle a roof in and give them a great discount with the roof bundled with the solar panels. That way they have a roof that's going to last, you know, the length of the panels.
Mm-hmm. Right. Good deal. Well, solar power, it seems like it's, I see a lot of the building permits being issued for solar power. So a lot of homeowners are just taking it upon themselves. You know, they're decided that they just don't want to pay a power company's exorbitant rates, and they want to be able to control their own power at home. What happens when at nighttime, when you don't have the benefit of the sun shining and powering those solar panels?
Well, we do have the battery backup available as well. I am also a certified Generac dealer, so I can get the Generac batteries and Generac generators for backup power. But a lot of the customers like the backup batteries because you use your solar panels during the day to produce your electricity, but it also stores the overage into your batteries. So then at night, you can actually take advantage of using the battery backup system.
And does your house have to have have to face south, for example, to I know that's the optimum direction to point the solar panels is in a southerly direction. But what if your house might only get sunshine half the day or something like that?
Well, we also look into that. I mean, I've had to tell a lot of customers, well, not a lot, but, you know, if their house is not faced the right direction, or let's say, for example, a neighborhood says, no, you cannot put, you know, an association, you cannot put the panels on the front of the house, but the front of the house is the ideal location, and the back is, say, for example, facing north. I'm just going to flat out tell them it's not a good investment. You're not going to generate the amount of electricity that you should. So, you know, these are customers I'm going to be straight up with. So I'm not going to just take their money and and put panels on a house that's not going to produce what it needs to produce. So, but now, east and west, also very good locations. My house, for example, it faces more east on the back. And I get sun from the time the sun comes up in the morning until probably, well, now it's a little bit less because of the you know, the days are getting shorter this time of the year, of course. But, you know, I get plenty. It's really done wonders for our power bill from, you know, close to 400 down to, you know, more in the ballpark of $40 or $50 a month.
Right, right. So. Well, good deal. Well, what about the general contracting side of Sunview Solar and general contracting? You mentioned that you do custom additions and custom sunrooms for customers.
Yeah, that's correct. What I do is I don't build the aluminum rooms per se, or the you know, the stick on. I basically I'll go out and I'll custom build it to where it looks like it's supposed to be there. You know, my design service, I've been doing this for so many years, I could make the room addition or sunroom or screen porch look like it was meant to be on the house as opposed to something that somebody, you know, did as an afterthought. So I do the design, like I said, I'll do the design service, I do the engineering, you know, from the ground up all the way from start to finish.
That's great. That's great. And yeah, you can sometimes tell, oh, they put on an addition. And then just by the difference in materials maybe that are used on the exterior of the house, and your goal is for that not to happen, so that that whatever addition you put on, a sunroom or a room addition, that it looks as though it's meant to be there.
Yes, that's correct. And, you know, unfortunately, there are some cases where, let's say it's a brick house and it's an old house and the brick is just not available anymore. it's just, you know, virtually impossible to match it up. A lot of times I'll put hardy siding on it or, you know, something like that that'll actually complement the brick, as opposed to, you know, just, you know, trying to put, you know, some vinyl or whatever, depending on the neighborhood. But, you know, so there are cases that I can't match the exterior exactly the way I would like to, but that's just, you know, that's how it is. There's no way around it.
Right. Well, how can folks get more information about Sunview Solar and General Contracting?
Well, they can go to sunviewcontracting.com, and also they can contact me directly. I do come out and give free design service and free estimates. They contact me at 843-532-9157.
Okay. And what's your website?
My website is sunviewcontracting.com.
sunviewcontracting.com. Just do a search and it'll come up. All right, terrific. Well, we have been talking with Eric Moulton with Sunview Solar and General Contracting. Thanks so much, Eric.
Thank you.
And joining us on the phone now is Brian Vogt with ProGreen Charleston. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. Brian, take a moment and tell everyone about ProGreen Charleston.
Yeah, sure. ProGreen Charleston's a new company to the area. ProGreen in general has been around for about 30 plus years, and we're proud to say that we're 100% made in America. All of our products are manufactured and made here in the U.S., which is, from a competitor standpoint, a lot of other turf out there is not. So we're proud of that. We try to, you know, quality is our biggest pinpoint on that. And this stuff is not, you know, your typical grandmother's front porch AstroTurf. Over the last 5 to 7 years, the turf has really come a long way and looks more and more realistic as time goes on. So we also are in some development right now, some new newer, taller pile height of turf. So that's going to be coming out here in the next 6 months as well, and we'll be introducing those products into the market. Charleston, it's you know, this is a new area for synthetic turf. It's huge out west, California, LA, Denver, Arizona, all of those locations. They have huge water restrictions, so it's bloomed a little bit faster than this area. But you know, Charleston has its difficulties with growing natural turf here, whether it be shade from, you know, grand live oaks to watering in general. We do get a lot of rain, so sometimes it's overwatering, and then fungus creeps in. So there's a host of different issues with natural turf and switching over to synthetic turf. Soil types here range as well, so we have some heavy clay, say, up in, like, the Somerville area versus now towards the beaches where it's a lot of sandy and it drains a little bit better. So there's just a total environmental change from the West Coast to the East Coast.
Gotcha. So synthetic turf, and you mentioned AstroTurf, or, you know, they sell rolls of that at the big box stores, and it doesn't look anything like real grass. Does the ProGreen Charleston synthetic turf, how realistic is it to someone looking at it?
It's very realistic, especially from, you know, say 10 to 20 feet. I even have a hard time sometimes telling synthetic turf from natural grass in photos sometimes of some areas. But we have different pile heights of turf. So we have, for instance, our K9 products that are like 1.25 inch pile height, on up to some of our more lawn products that are 1.75 inch pile height. So they're, and we have different blade colors in there, as well as thatch colors. So we're introducing some green and some brown to give you that more natural look, where it's just not straight one color and a real short pile height. This stuff is actually stuff that you can walk on and feel.
You mentioned pets before. Do people put ProGreen turf in their backyards, and what happens when the dog goes outside to do their business?
So yeah, pet turf is one thing. Is definitely an area that we see a lot of people wanting, just because, you know, dogs either tearing up their backyard just from being on the turf itself, or from dogs actually, you know, their urine and the urea in their urine burning the turf. So with our turf, we have a proprietary product called ProFlow backing, which is a 100% permeable backing that everything drains vertically through the turf itself. So competitors' turf out there has punched drain holes about the size of a pencil that everything has to go through that urethane backing. And one thing we've noticed with that urethane backing is sometimes it absorbs the urine and can become a odor problem. So with everything draining straight through our backing, that's one advantage we have for our pet turf is that product. And then we also use the ProFlow backing on other turfs out there to allow for drainage. So it's not just the canine variety. You don't have to have canine turf. If you have dogs, you can go with a little bit taller pile height. But our ProFlow backing is a proprietary system.
Talk about how the synthetic turf is installed.
Yeah, absolutely. So depending on the application that the customer currently has, let's just say they have an area with natural grass. First step for us would be to obviously come out, take measurement, build a quote together, and once the client approves, then we would come in and actually excavate that natural turf area. We'd either bring in a sod cutter, depending on what the area is. Sometimes we build up, just depending on if they have any existing foundation patio or any kind of existing grade that we need to match, so we don't have potential tripping hazards. But we basically come in with a 789 granite stone. We usually go between 2 and 4 inches, depending on the soil type. So obviously a heavier soil, we want to go a little bit thicker with that drainage aggregate. A little bit sandier, we could go a little bit less and go maybe 2 inches. But we bring in aggregate. We use granite just because it doesn't solidify like ROC. So that's another advantage versus our competitors. There are companies out there using a limestone-based aggregate that actually can bind and almost form like concrete underneath the turf, which you don't want because obviously drainage, water can't go through that. So we use granite. It is a little bit more expensive, but in the long run, we don't want to come back and have to redo your lawn after we install it. But after the granite's down, it's compacted, so it gets nice and flat and level. And then we come back and put the turf over top of it. And then from there, once the turf's down, we use an infill product. We have a couple different options out there. But the infill acts as a ballast to hold the turf down, and it also helps keep the blade standing up. So that that actually goes in top of the turf. And that's it's comprised of a couple different options. We have silica sand, which is your cheapest option. So for like your canine turf, we usually use about 2 pounds per square foot of silica sand. If it's a little bit taller pile height, we might go up to 3 pounds, just really depending on the pile height of the turf. But we also have a product called Envirofill, which is a coated sand with microband, so it helps resist mold and mildew. And also helps with, like, if you have a canine product and you're worried about odors, that also helps prevent that. Then we also have a product called GreenPlay, which is a proprietary infill that we actually own that's made of cork and coconut. And what that does, it actually retains moisture and slowly releases it, and it allows to actually cool the turf. So for around pool decks or for backyards that don't have much shade, that are full sun, you know, during the summer months, this turf can get really hot. It can get as hot as where you can't walk on it barefoot. So I try to tell people up front just so they know that, you know, this stuff does get hot, and if heat is, you know, an issue, then we need to look at that that GreenPlay product. So there's three options out there, and obviously we own that company, so it's something that is proprietary to us at ProGreen.
What's the biggest reason that that people give you when they call Pro Green Charleston and have you out that they're interested in having synthetic turf put down or to maybe replace their natural turf?
I would say the biggest thing I hear from clients is I've resodded my yard 2 to 4 times and I just can't get grass to grow. And a majority of that is due to shade, or they have pets and it just doesn't last.
I would think that the maintenance factor is also something that would make people want to replace their natural grass with synthetic turf as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Maintenance is definitely one of them. Kind of our slogan is taking back your weekend, so we want people to enjoy their weekends and not have to spend, you know, half their day on Saturdays, you know, cutting their grass and doing that, where they can actually just walk out and it's done. And it always looks good. It's always green.
And you've mentioned competitors a couple of times. How can people know the difference between, you know, the quality turf grass that Pro Green Charleston is selling versus maybe some of the synthetic turf grass that's not as good a quality?
Yeah, so the biggest thing for clients is, you know, to ask a lot of questions. You know, ask where the turf's made. That's going to be your biggest takeaway. Usually, if they say they don't know, it's typically coming from a Chinese or a Vietnamese manufacturing process. And to look at the backing, so actually flip the turf over. So if you're getting quotes, ask for samples, ask to see samples, and actually turn the backing over and see if there's holes underneath the turf. And if there are, then that's a type of urethane backing that the water actually has to go through that hole. The other advantage with our Profo backing is it almost acts like a weed barrier. So, you know, the only chances of weeds actually getting through this turf is around the edges versus if you have punched holes, you know, spaced every, say, 2 to 3 inches throughout your lawn, you know, weeds can grow up through those holes, and also the holes can get clogged, so then drainage comes back to the drainage issue. You'll have some areas where it can start holding water, so there's several different things for customers to do. Is just basically do your homework and, you know, ask as many questions as possible.
And what's the cost like to have Pro Green Charleston install synthetic turf grass?
So we price everything based off square footage. Obviously, every yard is pretty much different. So pricing can change. It ranges, I would say, between $8 and $12 a square foot for a lawn. And really, it just depends on, you know, how much access we have. So if we have to, if we can't bring machinery in, or if it's a real tight area and we have to bring wheelbarrows, you know, up and through, we've done some different projects where it kind of becomes interesting how to get in people's backyards sometimes, but and then also how much demo we have to do. If it's an area that we can actually, you know, go in and spray out the weeds and we can build up and we don't actually have to remove any dirt, you know, that's all going to save you money. It's just, it really depends on how much labor is involved in the prep.
Mm-hmm. And where would you say your Pro Green Charleston is priced compared to maybe some of those competitors?
I would say we're definitely not the most expensive in town. We're not the cheapest either, but I would say we're kind of in that middle range. And one point going back to competitors that makes us a little bit different is Pro Green's owned by the manufacturing plant. So with our warranty, we offer an 8-year warranty on our turf and a 2-year warranty on workmanship. But we're all the same company, so. In some instances, let's just say a contractor buys the turf from a manufacturer and then they have their own warranty. Well, if something goes wrong, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road, you can have that potential pointing of fingers of each other of, you know, was it the installer, was it the turf manufacturer? And also, you never know if that company might be even in business. We've been in business over 30 years, and since we are the manufacturer of it, there's no finger pointing. We're all in the same company, so we're going to take care of the customer down the road.
Well, if you have natural turf grass in your backyard, you are going to definitely need a sprinkler system. And sprinkler systems are irrigation systems are famous for malfunctioning and that requires repairs throughout the years. If you don't have an irrigation system, your lawn's going to dry out like ours did this summer. So there's definitely some cost savings of not having the natural turf grass in your backyard and having synthetic turf grass. I've seen some of the newer versions of synthetic turf grass, and you're right, it looks strikingly similar to natural turf grass. And so what would you say the payback over time would be, where kind of hit that break even point?
It really depends on what you have existing, but I would say the break even point for switching over to synthetic would probably be between 6 and 8 years. So this is a more long-term investment for this type of product. And depending on if you pay somebody to cut your grass, if you pay somebody to put down fertilizer and insecticide and fungicide, and then also the water saving costs. Obviously, water is getting more and more expensive as time goes on. And if you have, let's just say you have your irrigation system tied into the same meter as your home, you're also paying for sewer on top of that, where you're not actually putting that water back in the sewer. It's going into the ground. So water costs is even more than. So it really, like I said, is a long-term investment. But I would say between 6 and 8 years, you'll have that break-even point.
And how long will the ProGreen Charleston synthetic turf last?
I would say it's, between, say, 12 and 15 years. It's really depending on how much you maintain it. And when I say maintaining it, really the biggest thing is keep organic matter off the turf and out of the turf. So if you do have large trees, and especially like live oaks that shed and drop acorns and everything else, so just keeping that turf blown off or raked off and keeping stuff out of it is gonna help hold up your turf. We also offer some broom and groom services. So, say once a year, we can come out and repower broom the entire area, check seams, also add any infill that we might need here and there if some of it's washed out. But that's about it for maintenance. It's really just keeping the turf surface clean.
Good deal. Yeah, all homeowners they want either no or low maintenance on their homes, don't they?
That's right.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about ProGreen Charleston?
Yeah, you can go on our website. It's progreen.com/Charleston, or you can give us a call. Our office number is 843-494-5092.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Brian Vogt with ProGreen Charleston. Thanks so much, Brian.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.